This is the Vivaling English Podcast. Vivaling is an online language academy
dedicated to providing quality one-to-one language coaching for kids, teens, and adults.
Welcome to the Vivaling English Podcast.
Hi, Tom. It's great to speak with you again today.
Thank you very much. It's great to speak to you too, Carrie.
I'm going to start right off in this podcast, and I'm going to tell you about my morning. And it's a little bit special because in my speaking, I'm going to give examples of what I want to talk about today.
I'm ready.
Okay, great. Well, I woke up today super early because my room was filled with sunlight. I got up and opened the window. My garden was bursting with the sounds of spring. I turned on the TV, as usual, and I immediately knew that I should enjoy today because it was predicted to rain tomorrow. Now, do you have any idea of what I would like to talk about today?
It's a difficult one, Carrie, because there's a lot of language there.
Mm-hmm.
Daily routines?
It's not daily routines, and it's definitely not the weather. Think grammar a bit.
Is it something to do with the verb tenses you were using?
It is, like room was filled with sunlight.
Well, was filled is the past simple passive voice.
And what about it was predicted to rain?
So that is the passive voice again in the past simple.
Yes, and that's what I want to talk about, the passive voice. And I thought that maybe you could help our listeners by explaining exactly what is the passive voice and maybe the grammar focusing on the present and past simple today.
Of course, Carrie. So the passive voice is used when the focus of the sentence is the object instead of the subject in a sentence.
Yes, exactly.
A simple example would be, my dog killed the chicken. Of course, that is the active voice and the verb is kill. So the dog is the subject. And the poor little chicken is the object. But sometimes you might want to change it round because it's a special chicken that you like. And you say, my chicken was killed by the dog. So in that case, you consider the chicken more important, put it to the front of the sentence and use the passive voice.
Exactly. And can you explain just a bit that grammar of how we create the passive voice?
Of course. So there are always two elements to the passive voice. You must always include the verb to be. Mm-hmm. In my example, it was because the verb tense is in the past simple. And you must always use the past participle of the verb, in this case, killed.
Exactly. So like in the present tense, if I say Sarah sends the email, it becomes what?
The email is sent by Sarah.
So the verb to be stays in the present tense because the active sentence is in the present tense.
Exactly. So the passive voice exists in all of the different tenses, but you just need to make the verb to be in the right tense.
So let me try in the past. So if I say Tom Jones wrote the book, it becomes what?
The book was written by Tom Jones.
Now, there are some special areas in English language where the passive voice is used more often, maybe, or for effect. Can you think of any examples?
Yes, I can. One example you gave earlier was when you said it is predicted that the weather will be cold today, for example. So often when you're listening to a news report or something on the media, they say it is thought, it is believed, it is predicted, because they're not specifying who believes or who thinks these things. So that's a very common context where the passive voice is used a lot.
And even in news reports, many times the object is more important than the subject. That's what the news reporters want the public to hear. Like, yesterday, two men were attacked, maybe by a bear in the forest or by a person. But what's important is the two men.
Yes, and in some cases, we don't know who attacked the two men. So it makes even more sense to use the passive voice.
Ah, yes, you are right. Now, I'm thinking that many times the passive voice is used to be polite or to not put the focus or the blame on a particular person. I'm thinking like in the business or in the office, maybe the manager would say to the group of people, the contract was not edited properly. And in this way, they're not specifying that you or he or she, you know, did not edit the contract properly.
That's a very good example, Carrie. Mistakes have been made instead of you have made mistakes.
Yes, exactly. Now, I also think that we use the passive voice, just like you said, when we don't know who the subject is, or even when the subject really isn't so important. For example, maybe a new solar power plant was built in the Australian desert. Like, we don't really care who built the solar power plant, but it's important that it was built.
Yes, that's an excellent example. I suppose if you're talking about industrial processes or production in a particular country, you might say a lot of coffee is produced in Brazil, but you don't need to specify that people produce the coffee because it's normal.
Yes.
Animals are not capable of it.
Or what about, maybe this is my favorite, that we like to use the passive voice in English language maybe to be a little poetic or a little dramatic in our speaking, like often found in literature. I think I opened the window and the room was filled with sunlight is kind of a poetic or dramatic example.
Yes, definitely. It's important for our students, for our listeners, to be aware that they need to have variety in the sentence structures they use when they're speaking and writing, especially for an exam. And if you're able to switch between the active and the passive voice, that means that your content will be more sophisticated.
Yes, exactly. Okay, I want to play a little game. I want to tell you a sentence in the active voice that I think sounds better in the passive voice, and then you can change it.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, all right, now listen carefully. All right. Parliament passed a new law.
A new law was passed by Parliament.
Oh, excellent. What if I tell you, Tom, you made a terrible error in the file.
A terrible error was made in the file.
Okay, this one's a little more challenging. There's two sentences. The waves came and the waves took her into the ocean. Nobody saw her again.
The waves came. She was taken into the ocean and was never saw again.
Aha. Is it never saw?
A mistake has been made.
What is it?
I'm sorry. It's not saw because we need to use the past participle. It's seen.
Ah, yes. She was never seen again. Okay. One more. What if I say one generation passes down traditions to the next.
The traditions is passed down from one generation to the next.
Oh, super, super. Very well done, Tom. I give you a gold star for today.
Oh, but Carrie, yes. I think more attention needs to be paid to my answer.
Oh, did you say traditions and not a tradition?
I did indeed.
Oh, can you correct it, please?
Traditions are passed down from one generation to another?
Excellent. Well done, well done. I have one more thing. You know I love jokes. Can I tell you a joke?
A joke can be told to me.
Okay, all right, my joke. What did the active voice say to the passive voice? Would you like me to give you a cup of tea? And what did the passive voice say to the active voice? Yes, I would like a cup of tea to be given to me.
Thank you for listening to the Feverling English Podcast. For further information, go to our website, www.feverling.com, or follow us on Facebook or Instagram. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast.